Progress.
Okay, Rabosai. When we last left our heroes, we were on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. There's this whole sugya, which was really, per se, was not about Hilchos Brachos. Right, the whole Lamed Vav Amud Beis from the third line until that controversial parentheses of the Hilchasa, which is some sort of Lashon Bahag, two-thirds of the way down the page, was all an Arla Shaila, right? How could you be mad to the Gafrisa meets on Arla? You know, isn't there a special din of Shomer? And et cetera, et cetera. And Tosos here brings up a few sugyas in Hilchas Brachos, which he learns from Hilchas Arla. And that creates a lot of controversy, as we've seen, as the relationship between, you know, what's called a pri in different areas of halacha. The first one I want to discuss was Tosas Demrasel Shiur Kapala Lavan. What did we see here? We saw here that when it comes to Shvius, when are you not allowed to chop down a tree, or even a branch for that matter, because of Hefsid Pir Shvius? Once the grapes are Sheigaru, which is Kapala Lavan, the size of this white bean. I got the poskim right in the Shulchan Aruch already that we're not sure exactly what the white bean was. So for Elvis Brachos, we always have to be Machmir. But they knew what they meant. That's when it's considered a pre that it's usher to be mafsid to destroy in Shvius, and the Gemara compares Shvius to Orla, just like that's the size where you're not allowed to chop down the tree in Shvius. That's the size where if there is another part of the plant that protects it, it's considered a shomer lepri for Hilchas Arla. And becomes Asar al shomer lepri. And Tosfos explains, Shiur kapala lavan upach b'kan lo habi peira. Under that, it's not a pri. Under that, it's generally we call smadar. Some of the posts say boser less than pala lavan, but in the Gemara Lashon, they say boser means pala lavan. They say under that is smadar. Mikan yishlomer dal boser pachs mikala lavan, meaning it's less than pala lavan. So it's not classic boser. Alom barchem bar per eight ella bore pri hadama. What does Tosfos say? It clearly grew from the ground, right? It's a pri from the adama. Because a pri hadama could be even, remember, by pugla, could be even a root, could be a pri hadama. It's clearly a pri hadama, but it's not a pri ha'etz because it's not considered a pri in Hilchas Shvius and Hilchas Arla, and therefore the bracha becomes hadama. And all the Rishonim who discuss it right here agree with Tosfos, the Rashba here agrees with Tosfos, and the Rush here agrees with Tosfos, and therefore they say, what does it say in our Gemara? Our Gemara says, "May Masein Kotsim Shilonis B'Shviyis Be'Shamay Omrim." Okay, that's Eina Mishnah. You don't need to remember so far back to know that. Be'Shamay Omrim Hacharu M'Shei Sharsho Yifanim She'i Garu V'Azeis M'Shei Nitzu Shark Lelonis B'Shviyot Tziyu. So it's Gefanim Mishi Garu, which is Palalavan, and everything else, Mishi Utsiyu, when they start growing again, will go with the Pshat, the Peirish, the more accepted Peirish, Mishi Utsiyu, the Rashi is here, Sapri, when the fruits start growing. So, therefore, says the Rashba and the Rosh here, Tosfos doesn't get into other fruits, but say the Rashba and the Rosh here, I'll just read you the Rush for a moment. He just takes Tosfos to the next step, and says, Mikan yishlomo she'ein varchem bar pri etzal aboshik yupach mipol alavan aval merch la bari pri adama kamokar fris namin la bari pri adama ushar ha'ilanos mishiyotziu miyad choshev ulavarech bari pri ha'etz. Okay, by grapes it is pol alavan, and all other ilanos mishiyotziu, as soon as they start growing, you say bari pri ha'etz, because he learns the gedder of pri le'inyan bracha from Shvius and Arla. The and that's what the Mechaber Paskins in Siman Reish Beis says. The Mechaber Simon Reish Beis if Beis Habosar calls Machlo Gil Pola Lovin Baruch Lo Bri Kara Damak Shuka Pola Lovin Beil Baruch Lo Bri Kara Eitz. And then he says we're not sure what it is. Ushar Kolin Mishiyotziu Prim Baruch Lo Bri Pri Ha Eitz. Just as one tonight, as long as it's edible. Okay, if it's an edible, that's a technical point. But Misha Yotziu. Okay, so the Machaber agrees with Tosos and the Rosh, and the Rashba here all say the same thing. Who disagrees? The Gra. The Gra disagrees. Here it's interesting. The Gra does not have any Rishonim explicitly on his side right here, but that doesn't intimidate him. Says the Gra, no, you all got it wrong. He starts with a sort of technical, ha'ara, which we'll get back to, about what about Haruvin and what about Zaysim. Then he says, then about Tzurki and Alikardin. Forget about this technical discussion, which we'll come back to in a moment. About what about the two species that, you know, are a little unclear, the Haruvin and the Zaysim. Alikardin, the whole din is wrong. Demayin Zel Shvius. What does this have to do with why are you learning the Gedder from Shvius? Again, this Shaklutari in our Gemara was not about Holos Brachos. It was a total tangent, which was not connected, you know, to Brachos at all. He says there are two competing Gedarim of what's called a Pri in Halacha. One is for Shvius, which the Gemara seems to equate to Arla here. And then it is Mishi Yigaru, Mishi Anitsu, Mishi Yasharsharu, and for the other, you know, million species of, or however many species of fruits, Mishi Yotsil. However, in Hilchas Maestros, we find a different gender. What's the nickname in halachic jargon for how much fruit has to grow in order to be chayev in Trumas HaMaisros?
Onas HaMaisros?
Onas HaMaisros, right. Onas HaMaisros, the time of Maisros. There's a certain gedder for how much it has to grow in order to be chayev in, in Trumas HaMaisros, and that's discussed in the very beginning of Hilchos Maisros. Even though it's discussed in Hilchos Maisros, it applies to Truma as well. Okay. It's a fascinating mystery why a lot of things are only discussed in Maseches Maestros and the Brown and Hilchos Maestros when they apply equally to Meister and to Truma, but not for now. And what do they say? They say anything in the beginning of Maestros, anything that's already ochel, it's ready to eat, but it's going to grow more, it's still chayim Trumas and Maestros. So if you grow more, you cannot grow more, but anything which is which is not ready to eat yet, you have to wait till it's ready to eat, and then they give the gedarim. May masai peres chayuv v'maisros, and it's clear that those gedarim are much later than the gedarim in our Gemara. For example, all other trees are mishiyot tziyu, but here hatein mishiyav chilo and vashim mishiyav ishu haod vatuta mishiyadimu kala adumu mishiyadimu harimon mishiyimasu atmar mishiyatilu sa'ar ha'farsaken mishiyatilu gidim ha'gozu mishiyasu megura and goes on and on. Clearly much later than you would see, and even in these three species it's later. You know, the harum anak mishiyasharshu is mishiyinaktu, which is clearly later, as I'll prove in a second, and the grapes are Novim are not Misha Yigaru, but Misha Hevishu, which I'll prove in a moment is late, even if we're not such farmers that we don't know it right away. And the Zaysim as well, Misha Yechnisu Shlish, when they grow to a third of their production. And that is clearly later, because the Mishnah Maestro says, when is it usher to chop down the tree? It is usher to chop down the tree. We follow Beis Hillel, quoted right here. Ha'harum mishay shalshulu, sharshulu, same thing. Ha'yofan mishay yigar, v'zeish mishay natsar, shar kol ha'ilam mishay yotzi. And that's when you're not allowed to chop down the tree. When does it grow so much that now you're allowed to chop down the tree? Because it's not a heftig, so it's already, you've already produced enough. The kol ha'ilam came shabbat lonas ha'maisros mutter l'kotzitzo. Right? Meaning, it's usher to chop, it's mutter to chop the tree down when there's nothing on the tree. It's usher chop the tree down when Mishay Yotziyu, Mishay Yigaru, etc. And then until it grows, and when it grows to Onas HaMaisros, now it's mutter to chop the tree down again. So it's very clear that Onas HaMaisros is a much later stage than the stage described in our Gemara.
Just a short question. When you're saying you just mutzah cut it down, then, does that assume you took every viable fruit off? So already?
No, you could cut it down.
Let all the fruits rot? Like, why
No, because after you cut it down, then you could pick the fruits. Okay, if then you decide not to pick the fruits, so that's not a hefsed biyadayim, and therefore it's okay. Meaning, it's just as good to pick the fruits after you cut it down as before you cut it down. To the best of my knowledge, I'm not a farmer. So there are clearly two competing definitions here. There is hilchos shvias, and there is there's onus hamaisros. The question is, which is the definition of pri le'inyan? And here, Tosos, the Rosh, and the Rashba, and the Machaber say the definition is learned from Shvias. And the Gra says, no, that's crazy. The definition is learned from Hilchos Maestros instead. Meaning, what is Hilchos Maestros? It's when it is, not when it's fully grown as much as it can, right? Not when it's most of ochel. It's not maximizing your profit, but when it is, you know, considered normally good to eat. It can always grow more, but it's a perfectly fine product already. And so they argue, which definition of pre do we follow? What is their machlokas? Maybe their machlokas is, and this is what the Gra seems to say. If you look at the Lashon and the Gra, what does he say? He says, that's what he says. Onas ha-maitros az ha-vipri, avol shvias eino taloi bepri. Shvias is not the definition of pri. Onas ha-maitros is the definition of pre. Lachor, they argue, as opposed to Tosos, who says, possibly Kamavi Peri. Will the real definition of pre please stand up? What's the real definition of pre? So here we said, what is the real pre? Says the Gra, Onas HaMaestros. Onas HaMaestros is when it's considered a pre, says the Tosos, the Rush, the Rashba, and the Machaber in the Shulchan Aruch. No, Isser, Ktsitsas, Ilan, the Shvias is when it is considered a pre. What's the Lachor the Machlok? So we have two definitions. Which is the real definition of pre? What does, and Agav, if you looked here, I just give you a small quote from a nice, beautiful discussion, Nishmas Adam, the Ba'al Chai Adam, who agrees with the Gra, Halacha L'maisa, interestingly, this is a big nafkamina, right? Basically, any unripe fruit is, forget about grapes, any unripe fruit is Misha Yotziu, according to the Tosos, all the way to the Machaber would be Ha'etz, but according to the Gra, would not be Ha'etz, would only be would only be Hadama, Halacha L'maisa. Guess what the Mishnah Berurah paskins and the Bir Halacha?
Machmir.
That to be Machmir. And which way is being Machmir? Like the Gra, because if you say Hadama, even if you're supposed to be Eitzer Yotze, if you say Eitzer, you're supposed to be Hadama, then Efshir, you're not Yotze. Therefore, Halacha L'maisa, we always, even though he's not convinced the Gra is correct, it's always better to be on the safe side, L'chatchila. How do they each explain, you know, the sort of other phenomenon? According to the Gra, so Maestros is Nicha, that's the real gender of fruit. How does he explain Shvias? So what does he say about Shvias? He says by Shvias, I'll read you his lesson again. Avol Shvias eino taloi b'pri. That's not Tali B'Pri. That's not the getter of Pri. Mishiyotziu is not the getter of Pri. Okay, so if that's not the getter of Pri, why is it also to cut down the branch? He doesn't say. Anyone want to help out here?
Maybe it's getter of its when it's becoming Pri.
Right, or maybe it's getter of a potential Pri. Meaning, who says that hefsed pri means there is a pri and you're mafsed it? Maybe it's even considered hefsed if you're mafsed a potential pri. Now, obviously, you have to draw the line someplace, right? Meaning, everything I do will cause something to not grow eventually, etc. Says not. It's not that anything which could lead, if a butterfly flaps its wings in China and less peiros grow in Pardes Chana, that's not hefsed peiros shvius. But once you have a potential pre, a cheft of a potential pre, even if it's not mamish a pre, since there's a cheft there that will become a pre, that's already considered hefsed to make it not become a pre. Now the Grud doesn't say all this in quite so many words. Give me a second, Morty, but I think that is what the Grud is. I think that's what the Gra is trying to say. What's the Gra trying to say? He says that for Shvius, Eino Toloi Begeder Pri. Shvius is not Toloi Begeder Pri. That's not the definition of Pri. Tosfos is wrong for learning Pri from Shvius. What do you have to add? Maybe it's Osir to destroy a potential pre, and therefore, even though it's not a pre, since it is a heft of a potential pre, it's also to destroy the iser hefset peir shvius. Is even when it's not yet a pre, you're not learning mafsid it from becoming a pre.
Would that be that's more like a groma? I mean, you have groma here by.
Right, so that's an interesting question, which is, you know, we understand why everyone didn't agree with the grub, because that's really only like not more. It's you know, if you use whole terminology, more of a minias reba of pure shvius than a hefsed pure shvius. You're only causing it to not come into existence. So you have to say that it's a chumra and shvius. You know exactly how we know this chumra and shvius, yesh la'ayin. You have to say it's a v'haisa shabbos ha'aretz l'chem li'ochla. Doesn't mean that pre has to be la'ochla v'lo la'hefsed. Means shabbos ha'aretz has to be la'ochla v'lo la'hefsed. So therefore you have to say the chiddush. Now that it's also be gorim hef. It's a big machlokas about gram hefsed pirish shvius taka. Maybe it is also be gram hefsed pirish shvius. That's a big machlokas. But and maybe because you know it doesn't say thou shalt not be mafsid. It says v'haisa la'achla. Maybe v'haisa la'achla means shouldn't be gorim a hefsed. But even gram hefsed, you have to draw the line someplace. And the line is when you have a hefza that would be pirish shvius and you're destroying it. That's a gram hefsed pirish shvius that's usher.
This is a little difficult for Mar, because Mar learns from this to Orla tell you that there's a shomer to a real priest.
Aha. Okay. So that's, again, why is the Gra why is the Gra chiddush? The Gra is a chiddush because, as Zachariah points out, the Gemara doesn't say this is a quirky, unique din of Shvius. The Gemara makes a sushtel from Shvius to Orla and says, whatever is considered a priest for Shvius, what they're trying to say is L'chore is considered a pre for Arla. Considered a pre for Arla for what? Nafkamina? For the Nafkamina, that whatever Shomer on it would be a Shomer, the pre would be Usher for Arla. So that's a little tricky. If he says Shvi is not totally to get a pre, then Mehechi Tesi to make a Sushtel from Shvi is to Arla, which is not the question that the Nishmas Adam is asking, which we'll come back to in a moment, and trying to defend the Gra here, I thought you could say, I know the if Chaim was here, he'd tell us from the Sifta, all of the Achronim what they say. But trying to defend the Gra here, I thought maybe you could say that that Arla is also different. Now I get suspicious. Shvius is different, Arla is different. Only Nisros is the real definition of pre. Everything else is different, but it's not so crazy to say Arla is different. Why is it not so crazy to say Arla is different? Because what's us or else Arla?
All kinds of things.
All kinds of things. Such as Shomer Lepri, our original thing, right? Shomer Lepri is Usher and Orla, meaning from Baralt and Orla. So as Perio, we're married by lots of things that are Usher, Alt, Orla. And maybe a unripe fruit is not naturally a pre. However, it's a Reboy and Orla, then Orla, even a potential pre, is Usher, just like lots of things, and Shomer and other things are Usher, maybe Garinim are Usher and Arla. And if you look in the Sifra Taka, you know, it's always hard to prove anything from the Medrash Halacha, but if you look in the Sifra on Parshas Kedoshim, right, not so hard to find the what Chazal Darshan from Arla. You know, it's only a couple of Sukkim. You know where they live. It says here, Kirio Pratla Olub Lovely Fun of Mesmadar. Oh Yacho Shani Motzi, yes, and Kuklos Vahaboser. Again, Boser, we don't mean Boser less than Paul Lovan. That's not what Boser means in Allah language. That's Smadar. We mean Boser more than Paul Lovan. You might think that I'm Motzi, that Boser is no Isser Orla. Why might you think Boser is no Isser Orla? Because of Perio. Perio, you might think Boser is not Osir and Orla. Tamulomar, Perio, Perio, Divrib Yosi Aglili. Or Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Varaltimus, Orlo, Arelem, the Rabos, S, Kulam. Okay, there's another Girsa also in the Sifra that says S, Perio. But if you read the Sifra, then it seems to support the Gra. Perio would not include Boser. Perio would only include from Onas Amaisos and on. Perio would only include fully grown fruit. I don't mean fully grown fruit as much as it can grow. That's clear. Everyone knows that even if it didn't grow as much as it could, and the farmer's not making maximum money, as long as it grew enough to be a fully grown fruit, that's good enough. But Curio would not include Boser. It would not include Boser. That's Pololavan. What does the Gemara say? Let's remember what the word Boser means in the Gemara. Who Boser? Who Garu? Pololavan. Curio would not include Pololavan. What would Perio include? It would only include Mishia Vishu when it's fully grown. However, the Reboy of Perio, Perio, or S Perio, which I didn't have in the sheet, but is another Gersa in the Sifra, if you look up the Sifra with the Gersa Gra, or Varaltem, or Lusso, Arelo, the Rabbi says Kulam, there's a special Reboy. So then the question is, you know, exactly, you know, what does this mean? Does this mean we had a Havamina to exclude regular payrolls and then we include all the regular payrolls? Or no, the simplest reading of the Sifra, the Havamina is to go by the normal meaning of the word pre, the normal gender of pre. However, the special Reboy and Arla for Perio Perio or S Perio to be Marbe even Boser, and then that would work well for the Gra. Again, the Gra doesn't say this, but how would the Gra explain Arla? He might explain Arla by saying that really Arla is also a no toloi. Begeder pri. The M. The M. Nichtav. Rock. Perio. Hayonesar. Rock. The Onas Hamaisros. No, really, the getters on the maestros. Aval nisrabe boser kipol halavon ve'elach mi drosas reboy hakasov. So really, again, it's not that the Gemara doesn't think there's that what's in our Gemara is a significant getter. Obviously, what's in our Gemara is a significant getter. There's a regular definition of pre, and then there's the expanded definition of even potential pre. Shvius depends on the expanded definition of potential pre, because v'haisa shabbos ha'aretz l'cham li'achla means not just you shouldn't destroy a pre, but you shouldn't even destroy shabbos ha'aretz, something that's grown that could be a pre. And Arla depends on the getter of a potential pre, because the special reboy of S perio or perio perio or what have you. But the normal definition of pre is what we find by maestros, right? Mi pri ha'etz kodesh l'Hashem by maestros sheni, for example. The normal getter of pre is what we find by maestros, and therefore we learn brachos from maestros. That's the svar of the Gruff.
Something fundamental that I don't understand here. From the Gemara and Tosfos, I understood that before, even before it comes to pre, there's a question of whether it's ochel. Why did you make a book? From the Gemara, the impression is that if it's not ochel, you don't make it.
Where did you see the word ochel in our Gemara?
Not in this particular keta, but we've seen before the ochel.
No, so that's where the Mechara, yeah?
But from the Gruss says that the last two lines of that, Sirachi and Alikir are being denied in Zen Shvi's. So Afiru Shvi's also the Echol Anshi Yase Och.
That's based.
And he says that Ochel and Kriya are the same.
Correct. That's based on the Lashon of the Mishnah, the beginning of Maishos, that calls Onas HaMaishos when it comes Ochel. It's It's a little tricky because it's roi la'achila before then, so that's obviously a slightly different geder. It's not roi la'achila; it's ochel, meaning it's not roi la'achila. It's more like miyuad la'achila. And he thinks that's the equivalent of pri, and someone else will think something else. No,
I don't know.
Okay, now of course, what do you do for Tosos and the Rush? For Tosos and the Rush, you say that the real geder of pri is Isuk Tisa Olam Ilam Shvias. So Shvias is Nicha. That depends on the real geder of pri. And Arla is Nicha. Depends on the real geder of pri. What are the new with the Sefra? Maybe the whole like the Sefra. Maybe they interpret the Sefra differently. You know, you never know whether the Bavli agrees with every Sefra or not. Of course, what do they do with Maestros? If it's really a pri, if it's really a pri, Misha Yotziu and Misha Yigaru, which is Pula Lavan, Misha Yisharshu, Misha Yenitsu. So why is it Potter? Why is a pri Potter from Chirus HaMaestros for such a long time? So, what's the answer? Who gives the answer?
Inedible.
Inedible is going to be tricky because we know it's not inedible. I mean, we know that Boser Kapol HaLavan is edible. So it would be nice. Now, I know you're quoting me, Mishan Maestros, but the factually, it's not that it's inedible.
Matanos.
What?
Matanos.
That matanos are somehow different, perhaps?
Mishras Adam's friend said, Yizru reads Mahu.
Exactly. Chai Adam's friend, this the famous Rav Abeli Pasveler, isn't he the one who came up with the controversial? I think he's famous for his controversial, I hope I'm not mixing up with someone else, his controversial psak about the night of Rosh Hashanah. He says, if you say a Kelakadosh on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back because it's like forgetting Alaviyavah on the night of Rosh Chodesh. Whatever you do on the night doesn't matter because in the old days they wouldn't have known what day it was yet anyway, so you can't say you have to go back. Okay, we don't pass like that, but it's a big deal. Anyway, his friend, Rav, you know,
Not,
I don't like to say friend. Yeah. Friend sounds like, you know, his colleague. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. So Rav Avli Pasveler says, no, Maestros is not the getter of pre. It's a pre waiting for onus of Maestros. So why are you potter? You're potter because of a special Xeris Akasov. What is the special Xeris Akasov? The special Xeris Akasov is, and he quotes a drasha, Aser to Aser is called Tvuas Zar Echa, which obviously in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, Tvuas Zar Echa means the produce that comes from when you planted 4 months ago. But the drash of the pasuk is, you know, Torah doesn't need to write Tvuas Zar Echa. Obviously, the Tvuah comes because you're Zareah. The drash of the pasuk is Tvuas Zar Echa, Tvuah that you could replant to get more food next year, right? How does life work? I don't know what they do nowadays. But I actually know a little what they do nowadays, and it's very complicated. And there's definitely room for improvement at the very least. But how did it work naturally? You grow your produce 1 year, and then you eat, you know, I'm making up a number, 98% of it. And you save 2% of it for seeds to plant next year. Okay, it doesn't work exactly the way with trees, but, you know, the basic idea is still there. That's how nature works. So, it's exeris kasa tuas ar echa, that you're not chayim in shumus or maestros until it grows enough that you could replant it, and the seed will grow again. And you know what? Misha yotziu, and misha yigaru, and misha yisharshu, and misha yanitsu, that's not grown enough that the seeds are not, again, I don't even know what I'm talking about here in terms of why, but the seeds are not developed enough that they can regrow into a new tree until Onas HaMaestros. So Onas HaMaestros, interestingly, the Mishnah in Maestros doesn't mention this at all. Okay, this is based on Drush and the Gemara. The Mishnah in Maestros doesn't mention anything about this. Doesn't say anything about replanting. The Rambam does. The Maestros, it's not totally begetter pre. It says Maestros ain't no totally begetter pre. Ella, Xeris HaKasov Tvuas Zar Echa, which is very, very fascinating. What's the Torah telling us in Tvuas Zar Echa? That you're not chayiv to give, and as someone mentioned, matanos maybe are different. Interestingly, when do you have to give matanos? When do you have to share the wealth, as it were? If you just grow things, you don't have to share the wealth. It is Meaning, this becomes a very fascinating question. Meaning, and if so, how about seedless watermelons? Now, I don't know if seedless watermelons are really seedless or not, but certainly, sometimes they have little seeds. But theoretically, seedless watermelons, are they kind of trumas or maestros? It's an interesting question.
Rather seedless grapes.
Or seedless grapes, even better. Whoa, seedless grapes. That is a fascinating question, which I just thought of now, so I didn't research. It must be on the internet someplace.
Is that a lot of seedless fruits are, I guess there's like one seedless variety, and then all the other ones are genetically identical, because basically they take a shoot and then they replant it into the
correct, earth. But it doesn't grow a seed. Right, the fact that you can replant a shoot is not what's behind the trumas or maestros. It has to be the tefua. Anyway, at Yesh L'Ayin Harbe, I don't know, I haven't looked this up. You know, if right now I didn't have time to look it up and I grew seedless grapes in my backyard, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't make a bracha on trumas or maestros. Because maybe Rabbi Pasveller is correct. I mean, he has Makoros on his side. He thinks it's the main factor. Ella, it's just interesting. What is the Torah then saying? When do you have to share the wealth? When you make profit, you don't have to share the wealth. When you grow things, you don't have to share the wealth. When you grow things, then you can grow more things, and you're lucky with the ability to grow more things and grow more things, then you have to share the wealth. Just because you made money, you don't have to share the wealth. But if you made money, that you could then make more money and more money and more money, and you have something going, which is a long-term possibility of parnasa, then you have to share the wealth. So, Ella, there's a cost of...
The Torah doesn't use the word pre by maestro or truma at all.
Fascinatingly, the Torah here, I'm not Rechaim Kanievsky, but to the best of my knowledge, I mentioned earlier, but maybe too quickly, I only recall the Torah using the word pre by Meiser Sheni. Right. By Meiser Sheni, v'chol masar ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz mipri ha'etz l'Hashem u'kodesh l'Hashem in Parshas B'chukosai. I don't remember the Torah using the word pre by Meiser Rishon or by Truma or by I'll be proper dicta, or by Maasar Ani, but by Meiser Sheni it does. So Yesh L'Ayin, but you're right. He says the Torah doesn't call pre. The Torah says the Gzeiras Hakasav ad. It's a gzeiras hakasav of zoreo matzmiach. It's a gzeiras hakasav of zoreo matzmiach. Now that's not the only shita. We didn't bring, we're getting a little far afield here. But what word does the Torah use when it comes to trumas or maestros? Aser ta aser, maeser. Aser ta aser. Come on, someone must have davened in the chutz la'aretz minyan. We can add Ace Kotzvu Asarecha, right? Asar to Asar is Kotzvu Asarecha. The Chotzlar is landing on Shemini Atzeres and on the last day of Pesach and Sukkah and Shavuos, but only if it falls on Shabbos. Ace Kotzvu Asarecha. Maybe Tavua is different than Pri, right? Pri is a fruit, is a definition of a certain botanical phenomenon. Tavua is crops. Maybe it's only called crops when it's ready to harvest, and that's the Mishnah says, when it's ochel, again, it can't mean when it's roi l'achila, because it's roi l'achila beforehand. We all know, when Tzias, and we can prove from various halachas all over the place, that it's roi l'achila, beforehand, meaning no one thinks that until you get to onus of maestros, you don't say any bracha. On boser, there's no bracha. L'achol says that ha'itzar adama. Everyone knows it's roi l'achila. So it's Gzeiras Zoreh, that is the Rav Avraham Pasveller, or you could say maybe it's a getter of two is different than pre. And here is where, you see why a lot of Rishonim did not agree with the Gra, because now it doesn't say the word pre by Shvias also, but it says the word pre by Arla. So you want to go, and it doesn't say the word pre by Meiser. So you want to go with Arla as opposed to Meiser, Gzeiras Zoreh, or it could be a getter of Tevua, which is different than the gedder of pre. So that seems to be the machlokes. An interesting afgamina, which I'm sort of regretting. I'm not.
Can you explain Orla one more time?
Yes. Oh, because Arla seems to be Chal at the same time Mishayotziu. That's what our Gemara seems to say. Nich of the Isser is Arla is Chal Mishayotziu. Our Gemara is not talking the Isser of Arla, it's talking the Isser of the Shomer of Arla. Or the Isser of Shomer. The Shomer of Arla is also the fruit itself, for sure, Isser. So the Isser of Arla is also Chal. So you have to explain Maestros. Okay, what really we're not going to get into right now, but there's a fascinating discussion. What about, one second, yes, fascinating discussion, what about Revaya? What about Revaya? Why? Because what is saying Revaya? Uvashana Arvias, finish the pasuk for me. Unless you're...
Yeah, kol piryo kodesh ilu
mashem. Yeah, kol piryo kodesh ilu mashem. Kol piryo, but it doesn't say S. It doesn't say perio, it doesn't say triple lushin of Arla, meaning maybe Revai is or isn't a good test case for what the gender of pre is in Kolotar Kula, and it is now
the pre.
Right, and the post are not consistent here, but there is an interesting machlokes whether unripe fruits, Boser and Pagim, Pagim are our unripe dates, and before Onus HaMaisros, and but clearly after Sheyotziu, and Boser's unripe grapes after Mishayigaru, but before Onus HaMaisros, are they Chayiv and Revai, or they're not Chayiv and Revai? I don't want to get into it because there could also always be Exeris HaKasim and Revai as well. But and the Shitas don't line up nicely. But the I'll just point out that this might also affect the question of whether unripe fruit has an Isser of Revai. Does the Isser of Revai only kick in at Onus HaMaestros, or does the Isser of Revai kick in Mishayigaru, Mishayanitsu, Mishayisharshu, Mishayotziu, etc. Is a Machlok Zaposkim. Again, by the time you get down to it, not everyone is consistent in terms of what they hold a bracha, what they hold a revai. Let's just point out that it could be what's the nafkamina pre le'inyan bracha. And again, the reason I like this idea of tfuah is because the Mishnah focused on being ochel. Ochel not meaning edible as opposed to, you know, piece of cardboard. Maybe what ochel means is that it is ready to eat. And maybe that's a getter of tvua, which is not what the... but again, you're right. To give matanos trumas and maestros, just because something's a pre, yeah, I don't have to give trumas and maestros, maybe only when it is, you know, reinvestable, or only when it is a normal harvest that is what someone wants to normally eat, which is the getter of ochel.
Bikurim doesn't enter into this at all?
Bikurim is a great question, right? What about Bikurim? That's an amazing question. And I'm sure it does, but I don't have it off the top of my head. So it will just leave interesting questions. What's the getter of pre le'inyan revai? Yiyeh kol piryo. What's the getter of pre le'inyan Bikurim? V'lokach tamir is just called pre ha'adama. What's the getter of pre? Bikurim is what does it say in Bikurim? It doesn't say very explicitly in the Mishnah. It says Ra'a Shebichra, meaning Bichra is just the word Bikurim. It doesn't tell you what exactly that means. Okay, so it could be, and maybe you could say, Ulai od nafkamina mahu geder pri le'inyan revai. And again, it'll be hard to prove anything, so you could always be dochum one way or the other. But Revai, I'm not claiming the shitas line up, but Revai, there's taka machlokes, whether the iser of Revai applies to fruits from Mishayotziu or only from Onus HaMaestros, and, you know, at least. And that might work out well, that if you take the approach that the real definition of pre is Onus HaMaestros, then Revai would only apply from Onus HaMaestros If you take the approach that the real gedder of pre is what we find by the Isser Tzitzis Ilam B'Shvias, then it would apply, Ravai would apply right away, immediately, and that is a big machlokas Rishonim.
Is there no way to explain it that they're all the same stage? Like,
no, because I said the mission Shvias says, when do you not cut down the tree? From the get time in our Gemara. When can you cut down the tree? From Onus HaMaisros. So it's clear there's no way to bridge the gap, besides the fact that the words don't work. But there is fundamentally no way to bridge the gap, because the Mishnah Shvias says there are two totally different stages. One is when it's Asher to cut the tree, and the other is when it's Mutter to cut the tree.
The Shittas are being
okay.
Bye, the Shittas are being dumb. It has to be the same definition for Ravai as it is for Oral.
Okay, Yishlaim B'Zahar.
I just wanted to clarify, Israel wants to be on his, is synonymous with the Onus HaMaisros.
Yes.
And is
Tvua
also?
I mean, we don't know. Meaning, Tvua is just a word. It's not a fact. Zerei Matzvi is a fact. The Gemara says Zerei Matzvi is synonymous with Onus HaMaisros. The Gemara says it. I didn't check with the scientists. That's what the Gemara says. Tavua is just a word. You can say it means whatever you want. And one can speculate that it means onus hamaisros. And that's what the mission means by ochel. It means a certain level of ochel, meaning not just roi l'achila, but miyuad l'achila, but what someone would normally harvest in order to eat. Not just what someone might eat if they had it in front of them, but would be ready to harvest in order to eat. And maybe that's the getter. So that's speculation.
I remember correctly,
you have to double check. Okay, I wanted to point out, however, there's a more complicating factor, which is the machlokas between the Tor and the Beis Yosef / the Mechaber and the Ramah. Which is leaving the Gra aside for now. Forget about the Gra. Forgetting about the Gra for now. Let's assume we go with Tosos and the Rush and the Rashba and the Tor and the. We could add the Tor here if we want. Where does he go? Here. What logically should we say is the getter of pre-Lanyan Brachos, right? So, what should this be? So clearly, as Tosfos says, Anavim or Gefanim, Mishayigaru / Kol Halavim, right? The same thing. When it becomes real Boser. Shar Kalilanos. Misha Yotzil. Oh, I'll just point out, by the way, I won't bother pointing out. Now, how about Charuvim and Zaysen? What would you say about Charuvim and Zaysen? When do you say Ha'etz? Right? When would you say Ha'etz? List the Tosfos neged the Gra, against the Gra, right? Anavim Moser. All the Rishonim add, Tosfos doesn't discuss it. Sharilanus Mishiyotziu. How about Haruvim and Zesim? What's your intuition? What's the shot?
Based on what the Gra
says, right? Mishi Shar Sharu. Misha Yishar Shabu / Misha Yanitsu. Right? Who says that very, very explicitly?
The Tor.
What? The Tor. The Tor says that super duper duper explicitly. The Tor says that, and he also says that, even though it's funny, there's obviously a Gersa issue, because the Beis Yosef quote him is not saying that. What else did the Tor write? That's printed in our standard Vilna Shas. The Kitzer Piskei Rush, right? After the Rush, the Kitzer Piskei Rush. The Rush was not Makatzer, his own Psakim. His son did it for him and wrote the Kitzer. And in the Kitzer Piskei Rush, it says, Hanavim sheyigaru, zeishu sheyanitzu, v'charum sheyisharshu, v'shar kol ilanos mi sheyotziyu. That is in the Torah, and the Torah wrote that in the Kitzer, Peskei Harash. So one shita is, and who holds this? The Torah, and the Kitzer Peskei Harash, who are the same people. But I just think it will be significant that he wrote it in the Kitzer Peskei Harash. And who paskins this in the Shulchan Aruch? The Rama. However, what about the Rush? What about the Rush? What about the Rush and the Rashba? The Rush and the Rashba. The Rush and the Rashba. And interestingly, the Beis Yosef says this. Here's the Kesher Peskei Rush. He also says the Rucham says this. I think. Well, we'll leave the Rush and the Rashba for now. The Rush and the Rashba just wrote. What's the lashon of the Rush and the Rashba? Maybe we'll stick with the Rush. Says the Rush. A boser has pull a lavan ushari lanos mishiyotziyu. Right. Just say grapes plus shar ilanos misheyotziyu, and they don't make an exception for haruvim and zeisim like they do for grapes. Why don't they make an exception? Why don't they code it properly and make an exception for haruvim and zeisim? So, what do you think? What are the two sons think?
Because they stay bitter.
No, what did the Torah's son think when he was Mekatzer, his father's book, Kitzer Peskei Rosh? He did have this in. What do you think? He thought it was Lavdavka. Right? Obviously, he thought it was Lavdavka. Why does he talk about grapes and not about the other things? Because Tosos talks about grapes. Right? Because Tosos talks about grapes. Because the Gemara has a long arichos about grapes. And probably because it was Maisim B'chol Yom. Right, I don't know how much they ate the carobs, I don't know how much they ate unripe olives, but the grapes is nice, it's a delicious, I don't know how delicious it is, it's probably very, very sour, but it's interesting at the very least. So, says that, now again, who's to say whose gear says right, Beis Yosef had the Gersa, the Kitzer Peskei Rosh also didn't make exceptions. But our Kitzer Peskei Rosh has exceptions. And that's the Gra says explicitly, the beginning of this Gra that's on the Makor sheet says, he says, give me a break. Don't be so medayic. Don't be overly medayic. Right? Don't go crazy and be overly medayic in the Rush and the Rashba. They weren't discussing every single thing. Shari Lanos means Shari Lanos, but obviously there's also exception for Harum and Zaysim. I'll just read you the money line in the Gra. He says, V'nira digam arash sphere lekein shecharum sheyisharshu. Ela delo his kirak sharei lanos. Like Siam, he went skip to the end of Beis Hillel. He was locked off, but he also agrees. So one derech is, this is the derech of the Gra and the Kitzer Peskei Rosh. Right? How can you be Makatzer and disagree? No, you can't disagree when you're Makatzer. You're obviously saying what he meant. Sometimes, when you're Makatzer, you have to be Marich. So it's Lavdavka. I mean, what do they all say? They say Lavdavka. Really, there aren't two Shitas here in the Rishonim. Really, there's only one Shita. The Beis Yosef starts, and he leaves the Tzarek and says, Tzarek Ian, why all these people just wrote Shari Lanos Yitzhu and forgot about Harub and Zaysim? And then in the Bede Kavayis, which is sort of the, after he printed the Beis Yosef once, he went back over it and then added Haros, Beis Yosef, version 2, he said, and I think I figured it out. He really meant it. Ein lilmod bracha mishvias. He really meant it davka. So this is the tremendous chiddush. According to the Beis Yosef in the Bedek HaBayis, the Bedek HaBayis is just the Beis Yosef, just means what he added later. The Beis Yosef says, nope, he was really Davka. When they left it out, they really meant it. And this is the second Shita. Here we count the Gros, the third if you want. Here is the Rosh Vechuli, all the Rishon Rostam, Lefi, the Beis Yosef, and this is the Psak of the Mechaber. Nope. Anavim Misha Yigaru Shar Ilanos Afilu Charuvim Vizesim Misha Yotziyu. In which case, the Geder doesn't seem to be the same. Forget about it, it's not the same as Maishos. It's not the same as Shvius either, because by Shvius, it's Shar Lunch Yotziyu and Nam Sheikaru, and for the purpose of Birkas Bor Kriya 8, it's even Haruven and Zeisha Misha Yotziyu against the Shvius. So, what's shot? So that is a very... That creates a big tzarech ion in the sheet of the Mechaber to the point where the Gros says, okay, it's not my fault if you misunderstood all the Rishonim. What can I do? excuse me. One second. So how are we going to explain the Mechaber? You know, why should he make up a new geder of pre-La'inyan brachos that's not the same as any precedent we find in the Gemara? What's pshat? Anyone? You don't have to tell me what you read on the Kurashi. Anyone tell me what you think is the most pasha pshat in the Beis Yosef? What do you think? What's your favorite pshat in the Beis Yosef? What did he mean? Oh, he explained himself, right? What did he say? What's his lashon? Again, as the Master points out, don't read the Magen Avraham and believe in that Beis Yosef's lashon. What's Beis Yosef's lashon? He says in the Bedek HaBayis, the li nira de in limo din shvias leis v'charuv lini bracha, the charuv mafilo acha sheshir shu marim heim venim v'nachilu. After all, charuvim, even after she yishar shu were bitter and not edible. So obviously, she yishar shu can't be that dara for the purpose of brachos. Okay, so the Gros says, but then Adraba, if even after she shar she was not together, because they're still too bitter to eat, for Kol Shkei Mishia Yotziyu was not together. Meaning, he says, you're working in the wrong direction. You're saying Mishia shar she was too early. Well, then Mishia Yotziyu was for sure too early. So what do you mean? Mishia Yotziyu at 8? That's ridiculous. It's not edible Mishia Yotziyu. So, what are the Mechaber mean?
You mean once it's edible after this point, Mishia Yotziyu?
And is he really disagreeing? Is he fundamentally disagreeing with the Gra and the Torah, etc.?
Maybe not.
So that's what the Mamre Mordechai says. It was just a long discussion, but then I thought this was Pashup Shach, so you can figure it out on your own. So maybe, what's the Svara of the Mechaber? Right? That's the interesting question. What's the Svara of the Mechaber? So I'm sure you could find a gazillion sheetahs from the Svara of the Mechaber, right? Meaning, whenever something's really hard to understand, there's always a lot of sheetahs what a Svara is. When something's pashat, right, then when something makes sense, you don't need a lot of sheetahs what the Svara is. When something's very difficult, you have a lot of sheetahs what the Svara is. Here, you have a lot of sheetahs, I'm not going to mention all of them. What the Maamar Mordechai says, which I think is pashat pshat, is that he says, you're right, of course the Geder of Pri is like Shvius. Just there's no nafgamina for Charuvim and Zesim because there's a caveat. There's an asterisk. What's the asterisk? The asterisk is it has to be edible because if it's inedible, then when you eat inedible things, there's no bracha at all. Right? Everyone agrees, to the best of my knowledge. If you eat something that's not edible, you don't say a bracha. Right? That's the next smart, pilpulin. Right? Anyone try to just eat straight peppercorns? I don't mean chili peppers. That they have contests in the parts of America that Orthodox Jews don't live in so much. But that's a totally different plant, which just happens to have the same name. I'm talking about the spice pepper, right? You can't eat it. Since you can't eat it, we paskins and machot amaram, the psak is very clear that there's no bracha at all. Right? Obviously, there's no bracha if you can't eat something. So what does the Mechaber write? If you actually look at the Mechaber writes, he says, here's the geder. The geder is Boser Mishigil Pol Love and Be'elach Barchla Bar Priha Eitz. And Shakalin Mishiot Sino Prim Barchla Bar Priha Eitz. And here's the asterisk. As long as it's not so disgusting that it's not edible at all, even al yedei dchak, that it's a piece of cardboard, in which case you make no bracha at all. So maybe, tell me, I think this is what Yehuda Dov was saying, and I thought this was the most pashut shot, and then it's no chiddush at all. He says, I agree with you, the geder of pri is exactly the same as shvius. But I don't have to tell you Haruv Mishay Yashar Shru, because Mela, meaning, when do you say Adam, when do you say Ha'etz? Mela, you don't say Adam or Ha'etz, because it's not edible yet. And if it's not edible, there's no bracha, so there's no nafkamin of the Hagdor of Pri. And I don't have to tell you Zeishim Mishay Anitza, which he doesn't explain, but you're going to have to say the same thing, because Mela, they're not edible at all. Even Mishay Anitza. So Mela, there's no nafkamina, because no bracha, they're inedible. Is that what you know meant? Right, and so one svar in the Mechaber is A, that the real Geder is that he's not even disagreeing. The disagreement is purely technical, or if you will, maybe they argue about exactly where to draw the line of what's edible, what's not edible, which creates an afkamina, but he fundamentally agrees. He fundamentally agrees to Shita 1. He fundamentally agrees to Shita 1. The Geder Pri Le'inyan Bracha equals Tzitzas Ilanos Bishvias. And really, Haruvin is not Pri Mishayu Tziyu. It's Mishar Shru. And Zeisim is not Pri Mishayu Tziyu. It's Mishayu Nitzu. But since there's no nafkamina, because there's an aspirin that says it has to be edible, and it's not going to be edible anyway, therefore he didn't bother to tell you. Grapes, he bothered to tell you it's not mishiyotziyu, it's polalavan. Because it's edible beforehand. But the other things are not edible anyway, there's no nafkamina, and if there's no nafkamina, he didn't bother to tell you. Okay, one could then, we're not going to get into it, we'll get into discussions. Well, what's nafkamina if you pickle it, if you do this to it, if you do that to it, and then you get into a lot of details in the achrona, which we're not going to get into now. But that's pshat. What does he mean? And really, be'etzem charuvim misha yisharsharu v'zeisim misha yanitsu. Aval, ein nafkamina, ki memela, ein re'uyim la'achila, and therefore there's no bracha anyway. So the nafkamina is, theoretically, if they were edible, would you say ha'etz or adama? Since there's not, it's only theoretical nafkamina, not a real nafkamina, he didn't bother saying that's what he meant. He meant to say, you're theoretically right, but since there's no nafkamina, for Arla, there's a big nafkamina. The big nafkamina is, itzer hanah. Right? Who cares about eating? Isser Hanah. Right? When is the Isser Hanah chal? For Shvius, the big nafkamina. When can you chop down the tree? When can't you? For bracha, there's no nafkamina because you can't eat it anyway. If you eat it, there'd be no bracha and you'd be a shota gomer. And therefore, he doesn't bother to say it. That's what you don't want to say. And you know what? I think he's right. And so does the Maamar Mordechai. However, the Achronim give lots of other shitas. Which are very radical. One other shita is the Machzis HaShekel. Says the Machzis HaShekel, I'll just point out that, this is the Maamar Mordechai and Yehuda Dov. The Machzis HaShekel, and then don't, just to make sure we're not confused, they're not trying to explain within the Magen Avraham. They're just trying to explain the Shita Beis Yosef in the Machaber. They're not agreeing with the Magen Avraham. That's why the Machzis HaShekel is a little parenthesis. He says, all the words that we're going to run seems to be quoting from Beis Yosef are not there. I'm just sticking with Beis Yosef's words. Says the Machzis HaShekel, it's fascinating, but I have a lot of trouble accepting it, I must admit. Says the Machzis HaShekel, we won't read it inside. Says the Machzis HaShekel, he says, really? What the Mechaber is saying is that we don't care about the Geder of Mishay Yishar Shru, because we only care when it's edible, when it's not edible. Eino taloi bishur shor hanata, just when it's edible. When it's edible, whether it's before Yashar Shur or after Yashar Shur, you say Ha'etz. When it's inedible, whether it's before Yashar Shur or after Yashar Shur, you don't say anything because it's because it's inedible. Meaning we really don't care about the Getter or Shvius. We really don't care about the Getter or Shvius, says the Matzah Shekel. It's really irrelevant. You could say Ha'etz before Yashar Shur. That's not what the Maamar Mordechai is saying, is that we do care about the Getter or Shvius, but Mela will never come up. The Matzah Shekel is different than Shvius. He says, and what if you find a country and you find a strain and you develop agriculture and you make it edible before Yashar Shur? You would say Ha'etz. We fundamentally disagree and don't apply the Getter or Shvius. Now, if he had stopped there, it would be impossible, but then it would make sense. He would just say, there is no Getter. Whatever's edible is edible, whatever's not edible is edible. The Getter for Pri Ha'etz doesn't depend on anything else in the Torah. But he says, hold on a second. We do know that for grapes, you need Kapol HaLachan. So why not for grapes just say whenever it's edible? It's edible before Kapol HaLachan. It's very sour, but some people like it. excuse me. And Lahart's edible even without the chak. It's just a funny taste. You know, it's a niche food. He says, then why, if we fundamentally don't think it depends on Shvius, then why does Boser, why do grapes have the same Getter as Shvius, and Charuvin and Zesim don't? So then he throws something at the end, which is really, it's Mar de Hagdoros, he says, we don't equate it to Shvius. Elo la Orlo, we equate it to Orla. Now, all of a sudden, what did he sneak in here? Which I'm not smart enough to figure out the lumbus. I don't mean I can disprove in him a lumbus. I mean I'm not smart enough to figure out the lumbus. He just threw in a bombshell that we don't equate it to Shvius. No, we only equate it to Orla. From our Gemara, it sounds like Shvius and Orla are the same. They're learning Orla from Shvius in the Sugya of Shomer. All of a sudden, he throws in a bombshell. He says, yes, Shvius and Orla are the same. La'ingen Boser and Smadar and grapes. Yes, they're the same. La'ingen Sharminim, as our Gemara said, right? We first try to equate Shvius and Orla for Boser. Hopefully, we have the Shaklataria down well. And then we say, but what are Sharpiros? Fascinatingly, he makes a diuk, which I think is an over diuk in our Sugya. When it came to Boser, they learned Orla from Shvius. When it came to Sharminim, they learned Orla from Shvius. They never equated Orla to Shvius by Cherubin and Zesim. Now, you and I would have said, yeah, because that's not what they're talking about. So, like, there's no, you know, there is no discussion. But he wants to read our Gemara, perhaps we overly Medayik. He says, no, there's actually three Gedarim of Pri. There's Onus HaMaisos, which he's not working with in the Grun, he's not talking about it at all. There's a Hagdara of Prelain in Orla and Hagdara of Prelain in Shvius, and they're the same for grapes and the same for everything else in the world and different for the two species of Charuvin and Zesim. Now, that's a big pill to swallow. Really? There are two different Hagdaras of Pre for Orla and for Shvius, and the Nachmini between those two different Hagdaras is only Charuvin and Zesim? That's a big pill. Like you said, the Nachmini was. And maybe if you want to say one is just Mishio Tziyu and the other has different Gedarim, I can see. To say, no, one Gedar is Mishio Tziyu except for grapes, which have a special rule. The other is Mishio Tziyu except for grapes, carobs, and olives have a special rule. Why do you need so many Hagdaros of Pri? That's what I'm not smart enough to figure out what his lumbus was. Why do you need so many subtly different Hagdaros of Pri? How did Chazal know the Gedar of Pri? I have trouble enough figuring out how Chazal knew the Gedar of Pri. Even what they say here. How do they know the Gedder of Pri is different for Charuvin and Zesim and Hanovim than for everything else in the world? Okay, that is a tough question. But how do they know that the Gedder of Pri was different for Hanovim from everything else for Orlo, but different for Hanovim, Charuvin, and Zesim and everything else for Inish Vias? I don't know, but that's what the Matzah Shekel says. Says the Matzah Shekel makes a big chiddush. Don't say... Yes, from Orla. Don't say from Shvius. From Orla, which is different from Shvius. That's the Gedder, and that's the big Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Gedder Pri is different in Orla and Shvius. Is different in Orla and in Shvius. And then you say Shvius is different in Orla than in Shvius, and is actually earlier in Orla than in Shvius. fascinatingly enough, and the gedder of shvi of pri for the purpose of brachos says as soon as it's edible, even before yisharshu, even before it's a pri for shvius, but it has to be a pri for arvla. It has to be a boser and a novim. And the what's the difference? And the difference is harubin and zesim, and bracha is the same geder as arla, not shvius. And the geder of arla is mishiratziu with one exception, as opposed to geder shvius, which is mishiratziu with three exceptions. Again, how they got to all these conclusions is I'm not inclined to agree with Machzor Shekel. It's just it creates a result which is too complicated. And why would they have so many different gedarim? It's enough to have two gedarim. I don't need a third geder. But that's what he says. He says they didn't learn from shvius. Instead, they learned from arla, which is different than shvius. Big chiddush. However, none of this matches the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says something which is different than all these achronim in the Machaber. Again, I'm with you, Dadov. I'm inclined to believe the Mamar Mordechai. But the Magen Avraham throws in something that's not in the Machaber. What do the Machaber say? It's Bor Pri Ha'etz, Palalavan, or Mishayotziu by Sharminim. And then there's a caveat, and if it's not edible, you don't say any bracha, which is, you know, obvious. It says the Magen Avraham on this Shulchan Aruch, he says, Vabedek Abayis Kosav, etc. He says, that's what's fascinating. He says, you know what? Even after she yisharshiru, they're still a little bitter and not fit for eating. And therefore, you don't say ha'etz. But what do you say? If you continue the Gemara, Chayn Yeridas Arifa Ram Ravin Yerucham. Interestingly, the Rifa Ram Ravin Yerucham didn't say anything about the getter of pre-lin and ha'etz. Okay, you can be like whatever you want. He says, from here we see that it's not the same as Shvias. The Lin Yerid Lo Yel Safra Rav Arifa Yadama. You know what? And even if it's a Safik, you say Hadama. What's the Safik? Safik is... What do you mean, you say Hadama? Means either Ta'etz or Hadama, right? And what is he then saying? He's saying that it's not that you say no bracha. It's that it's a suffix, whether it's Ta'etz or whether it is Hadama. He's not talking about being inedible. He's throwing in a new factor here, which is if it's bitter but edible, then you say Hadama. What? Where is he getting this from? So I think, and here, the Prima Gadim says something similar, but the Lushe Srad says it even more clearly. He says, really, the geder for bracha is not arla, not shvius, not maestros, not anything from the rest of Seder Torah, not anything from Mitzvah Tluyus Ba'aretz. The geder of Birkas Bor Priya 8 for the purpose of bracha is something which is only found in Maseches Brachos, which is not learned from anything else. Who says the Gedder of Pri for Brachos has to be the same as everything else? Says, you know what the Gedder of Pri for Brachos is? In three words, what does he say? And he says, that's also Boser. Tosfos, and here's reading Tosfos. Tosfos didn't mean that the Gedder of when you say Ha'itz on grapes or Shikpol Halavan is because it has the same Halachos as Shvius and Orla. Tosfos meant it's mistaken that it works out the same way, because here we see that this is a chashuv stage in growing in growing grapes. But what's the yisod for Lushe Srad? In three words? You're allowed to say it in more or less if you want. Okay, I'll read you the Lushe Srad. He says, you know why less than Paul Lovan you don't say ha'etz? You don't plant it with the das to eat it when it's so small. Right? It's not about whether it's Kedusha Shvius and whether it's Chayven Orla and this and that. You know what? If it's less than Pola Lavan, no one thinks they're going to eat it less than Pola Lavan. But above Pola Lavan, people do think they might eat it.
No, not that. That means not a
tree. What? Right. but what he's saying is exactly in brachos the getter of pri is what your nati adaite is what your nati adaite dahachi. And then he says again about the cheruvin, etc. He says, you know what the Beit Gabbai meant according to the Magen Avraham. He says, memela nichlal gam cheruvin b'zeisim chol advarim shavarchan adama. All fruits you say hadama until when? Not until anything from Amos of these parts. Ad eisha rombo bebirushik for roi lachil, until we see that it is good for eating. Vinatuli adaiti dahachi, and they planted adaiti dahachi of mvarchana eats. And again, he doesn't mean onus hamaestros. Because if he meant onus hamaestros, then zeisim would be, then anom mishimisha yavishu, etc. He means until we see that it's nati adaiti dehach, and then he says three gedarim. If it's so bitter that it's inedible, then you don't say any bracha. If it's so bitter, and this is what he thinks the Beit Gabbai is talking about, that you can eat it, but when you plant it, like no one really thinks you're going to eat it like that, then it's hadama tlo nati adaiti dehach. And when it's big enough that now, even if it's not totally normal and standard, but that's already a normal thing, someone might think you would eat it at that point, then you would say the bracha of ha'eitz. And basically what he's saying is that the whole point of the bozer is all not yet daif tahachi. It's all psychological. It's all psychological. And likewise, haruvin and zeisim, we don't care about any of these things because we just care about, you have to look at the psychology of what people are nutty. And nati adaiti dahachi, and it happens to be that when it comes to the grapes, nati adaiti dahachi matches the din of Shvias and Arla. But again, he's radically rereading Tosfos. He's saying when it comes to grapes, it happens to match, but not because it's taloi zebezeh. Not because it's taloi zebezeh, because it's taloi zebezeh. I mean, you said brachos just depended on the mitzvah tulis baritz, or mitzvah tulis baritz just depended on nati adaiti dahachi. It would still be the same. No, here is the. And I think the Magen Avraham has to be, Magen Avraham, his there, Levushay Shrad. Again, the Levushay Shrad, I'll just point out, nothing to do with Levush, totally different. Say for 100 years apart. And the Prima Gaudium, who says more or less the same thing, just a little less clearly. I know no one says it as clearly as we would like. They say, no, that when it comes to brachos, the Geder, for bracha is totally independent. It's totally independent. And it's one thing and one thing alone, which you get from the same daf in Seches Brachos, nati adaiti dahachi. Again, we saw earlier that the Shat Rashva and the Chazon Ish said, no, nati adaiti dahachi is not a factor when it's the same part, just it grew smaller or grew larger. Nati adaiti dahachi means you eat a different part of the tree, like Korah and like the Klipos of Shkedim, etc. Okay, so the Magen Avraham and the Acharonim who follow Magen Avraham don't think that way. They think that, excuse me, and or maybe nati daiti dahachi doesn't apply to anything that's a real pre-ha'it. No, even if it's a real pre-ha'it by every other getter in the Torah. Nati daiti dahachi applies to everything, and interestingly, nati daiti dahachi doesn't bring it down to shahakol. Nati daiti dahachi brings it down to hadama. It knocks it down one notch. It's totally independent. The getter is nati adaita dehachi. If the people plant it, having in mind that this might be how big it'll be and people will and they'll eat it, that's pre-ha'itz, because that's what they're trying to produce. If you plant it, having in mind that we would never eat it so small, and then for some circumstance they do it anyway, then the bracha would be hadama, because that's not a pre-ha'itz, because that's not what they planted the tree in order to. To produce. And the gender has nothing to do whatsoever with any of the mitzvot tlus baretz, which, at least according to them, do not depend on nati adaiti dahachi. So, just to summarize, and then I'll take Zachariah's question, in our sugya, which is trying to be magdar when something's a pre and when it's not a pre, and our sugya gives one hagdara and one hagdara alone, seemingly, until you get the Matzah Shekel, who is, perhaps reading our sugya, a little strangely. what's the gedder of how far the tree has to grow, le'inyan, bracha? Here we have radically different shitas. The Gra says nothing to do with our sugya. Bracha is about onus ha'maestros. The truth is, I could have said like the Gra, even for a different reason. I could have said, who cares what the gedder of pri is? Bracha is about a tremendous shevach, and how can it be a big shevach until it's nice and full? And somebody says, he says, it's not called a pri. No, real pri is onus ha'maestros, and everything else is just zeros and customs and special rules. Or you could take the shalom rishonim and most achronim, that no, our Gemara is teaching us what's called a pri, what isn't, which is the pashut pshat in our Gemara. It's teaching us what's called a pri and what is not. But even, and therefore, you the getter of pri for bracha is the same as Orl and Shvias, but then it gets tricky. The Tor and the Ramah, and maybe all the Rishonim against the Beis Yosef, said, yeah, it's mamash, the same as Orl and Shvias, Shalom Yisrael, the Gemara thinks Maestros, and the Rishonim think Orla and Shvias. However, the Beis Yosef really makes two species differential between brachos and Orla and Shvias. What's pshat? The simplest pshat with you to dove here is that he's not arguing fundamentally. He was just pointing out, of course, together the same as Orla and Shvias, but there's no nafkamina for these two species, so I'm not going to bother to write it. And that's why the Rishonim didn't bother to write it. But the Nachas HaShek and Mechai is a different getter of pri for Orla and for Shvias, and brachos follows Orla and not Shvias. And the Magen Avraham, who throws in, again, what does he throw in? He throws in that when the Beis Yosef says it's bitter anyway, he didn't mean it's you don't make any bracha. He meant it's bitter, you make hadama, which means it's a little bitter, which already, you know, starts talking about what people like, what they don't like, not what's edible, what isn't, which is why Moshe Stroud explained, no, our whole inyan is really about psychology, not about objective botanical facts. You could have said all the rest also psychology, but he's clearly saying it's different. And therefore, the gather here is not like anything we find in this Lutzlui Svar. It's rather, it's not the Adai Tidhachi. So we have four shitas. What's the gather of pre, le'inyan, bari pre ha'et? It could be onus ha'maestros. It could be shvias and orla. It could be orla, but not shvias. Or it could be not the Adai Tidhachi, having nothing to do with mitzvah Lutzlui Svar, which depend on objective facts.
I think it's worth noting that we saw Moshe Strauss Svara explicitly rejected a while ago in several Rishonim. The Ra rejected applying it to Peros Ha'ilan, and the Rashba, against the problem of the Shitos here, explicitly rejected it regarding to Boser.
Exactly, which is why, again, I'm disinclined to believe him, but... And even within some of the same Rishonim, but okay, I don't know what he would say back to you. But nonetheless, he says what he says what he says. I'll just point out, by the way, that the Gra, this is a bit of a similar discussion to this in the by Hilchos Ravai in a long shach in Yerdeus from Reish Sadi Dalet, who doesn't discuss any of these phrases, but does sort of touch on these issues, and he points out, how can the Gra say, obviously the Shach's not talking about the Gra makes quick reference to the Shach, how can the Gra say Bracha is not the same getter as Orla? Doesn't Lamed Vavam and Aleph say Bracha is the same getter of Orla? And they say, what do they say? They say, if he ate the Kafrisen, if it's not a pre for Orla, then it's not a pre for Brachos, and that's a steer to the price that says you make Kaitz. So the Gemara Lamed Vavam and Aleph equated Orla and bracha, doesn't it disprove the Gra? And maybe the little short as well, but the Shach already has two answers to that. A, maybe it's a one-way equation. It just meant whatever you say ha'eitz on is a pre for Arla. Because Arla has a broader getter, but it could be where it's a pre for Arla, you don't say ha'eitz, because brachas has a narrower getter. Or it could just be that was discussing different parts of the tree. Here we're discussing different stages of growth. Those are two different inyanim entirely, and therefore you shouldn't, no one should come to me afterwards and say the Gra is muchach wrong, because we know Orla and Bracha have the same gedder of pri and aleph. The Shach already gave two answers for that.
Or you could say the reason they say that's the part of the Sakra we talked about last time. That not that in principle it should be Bracha is like an aleph, but you force it.
Ah, interesting. That could also be. Good point. Okay. Okay, good point. I'm over there. Shach doesn't say that, but it's also a good answer.
Oh, so he's saying the Magen Avraham and saying it's a disagreement?
What?
The Magen Avraham is saying there is a disagreement in the Beis Yosef and the...
Yes, he's saying there absolutely is, and he has a fancy shot in the Beis Yosef.
So there is an arbitrary disagreement then? It's like, how do they know that they're not...
How he just thought, because he read Lamavavam Aleph, and he thought, obviously, that's the only factor that's important.
What are you going to do with the drush of Hilulim with Hilulim? I mean, unless you hold like the Ritva, that it's gone.
Interesting question. You have to say that drasha was just that you're chayv to say a bracha. Which bracha to say is a different Indian?
According to the Mamar Mordechai Shad, this is echo against the Rav's expensive definition of royal afila. We're saying that it would even be a eats even before, like it's already, it's just like royal for a royal, but it's not like normal people eat like such fruit.
Lechora it would. Okay. Same. Chorus what? Lechora, everyone but the Gra would go against the Rosh Hashanah Lechora. Okay.
That has a lot of math.
Yeah. So well, maybe the maybe he. The truth is, he was saying this shot in the Ramban, and the Gra, it seems that it could have Diyukim in the Rambam. I didn't bring all the Rambams because the Diyukim are all very unclear. But there is a Rambam who says, we'll get to it. We'll get to the Mishnah. It'll take us a little while. But Amir Tesh, we'll finish the Perek. We'll get to all the Mishnahs. Novlos are not Ha'etz. And it's not clear exactly what Novlos means and why. And the Rambam says Novlos are Pagim, are just not totally ripe fruit. Not unripe fruit, and so it could be, it's not exactly clear what this Ramah means. If what the Ramah means is that any unripe fruit is not ha'etz, then he talks to be like the Gra, and that would work well for the Rav. If that's what he means, but when we get there, we'll see if that's exactly what he means or not. Okay, Viter. Let's just do, Zachariah. Please. Let's look at one other issue, which is going to be, again, very similar things. Comparison of Orla and what's the getter of pre for purpose of bracha. We discussed the getter of pre for purpose of bracha in terms of how much it has to grow. How about different parts of the pre in bracha? Right? So, the Tosos on the top of Lamavavam Day says, Klipe Agozim, Vagarinim Chayim Ba'orla. What does he say? The Peirin in who? Klipos and, or at least Garina are paying in me. Can she's the work of Garina and shall good gunios, the Garina are forsaken, the shall tapuch, the homine, Garina shall pay his work for eights. Says tells us Garinim have Orla, Garinim is a pre, so Garinim are for a pre eights. That's Tosa's conclusion that Garinim are Bori pre eights. The Rush here agrees with Tosos, I mean, which we would normally expect, but who famously disagrees with Tosos? Who famously disagrees with Tosos? Okay. Who not so famously disagrees with Tosos? Who, in a very obscure fashion, disagrees with Tosos? The Rashba. The Rashba right here, he knows what Tosos says, and he says nonsense. Says the Rashba. Kasvu betosvos, that pits are ha'eitz. Interesting question. What's the bracha on pits? Pits are ha'etz. The ein mechover be'einai klal. Ah, but if they're orla, doesn't that prove they're a pri? So what does the Rashba say? She'ein chayim ba'orla mishom pri, ela mirbuya de'eis. Everyone remember in our Gemara, how do we know Shomer has orla? Because it doesn't say varal tolos of perio, that would be only a pri. It says es perio. Es is to be marbev the Shomer. Okay, that's the Babli's drasha. Right, the Mishami says, Arelim is Orla, the cover. But we're Bavlian. S, so says the Rashba, S is to be Marbe, the Shomer, and the Garinim. It's not a pre, it's an S. So S is a Chomer for Orla. What does that do with Hechaz Baruch? It's still not a pre. Yeah?
It says S, is also learned from an S. S called Perio that plays in.
No, that's much more complicated. The that is already from Rishis de Guncha to Yerush Chavit Tarecha. But if you look in the sugyas when they discuss the Kurim and Arla and everything else, it all goes back to Gzira Shavas. And to Tirush V'Yitzar, etc. If I'm not mistaken. So let's. What do we do with Garinim? Says Garinim. Says Tosos and the Rush Ha'etz. Like Arla. Says the Rashba. No, it's not Ha'etz. I admit, what the Rashba doesn't say is, and Taka, what bracha is it? And that becomes a big machlokes, Rishonim, and an even bigger machlokes, Achronim. Okay, but he says it's not Ha'etz, right? In the Nosi Kalim, they all start with the Prichadash, who says Shahakol, and the Drisha, who says that it is Hadama. But the Rishon discusses as well. But what does he say? He says that it's not Ha'etz. Maybe that will suffice for now. Why? Because it's not Bichlal Piryo La'inyan Arla Ella Reboy De'es. And therefore, it's an S, but it's not a pre. You don't say pre ha'etz on an S. You say pre ha'etz on a pre. That's the Rashba's taina. Okay, what is Tosos answer back to the... What did Tosos and the Rashba answer back to the Rashba's taina? What is Tosos and the Rashba and the Rashba answer back to the Rashba's taina?
That's the definition of pre. That's included in the... And there's a concept of Rashba tells you that.
Okay. So maybe... S is really b'magder pre. From S we learn the getter of pre. It's not that, right? This is sort of a classic. Like when we expand something, are we expanding it to include something else, or are we expanding the original definition? So maybe the machlokas is, what is the drush of S? The Rashi's drush of S is to be aser non-perus. And Tosos thinks the drush of S is to be magder, what's called a pre. Okay, the brackets here. Oh, not brackets. The Madani. Did my Madani Yantav agree with Avi? Did the Madani Yantav agree with Avi? He doesn't have to. Right? Avi's not Meshubad to the Madani Yantav. Right? You know, we're right on the bottom of the rush. Madani Yantav. Who wrote the Madani Yantav? The Tosas Yantav. From Yantav Lippman Heller. He actually wrote. Both the things under the rush. What? Yeah. The Madani Yantif, the Papula Charifta, the did he also write that? I'm not sure. Okay, he did. He wrote a lot of things. Anyway, so the Madani Yantif under this rush, what does he say? How does he explain? The rush? Says the Madani Yantif. He says, "Aval garinan the law having mishum shomer vafilu hachim chiyavim ba'arla alma mishum de peirininu kachner liharshkin muchav de reator shekasav etc. lekach." Okay, maybe he's not as clear as he could have been. Lekach kashli rabbeinu shibuchas arla kasav vagarinam garishum havriyasurim ba'arla doshin es per yo as atafa leperio. Okay, says it's kashali because the Russian was arla. Some therefore don't even say the Russian has changed his mind. Says you learn garinim from S. What's the mandani answer saying? You don't learn garinim from S. What does our Gemara learn from S? Shomer. S is shomer. How can you learn two things from S? You learn one thing from S, shomer. So how do you garinim? Garinim not from S. Garinim is sar, part of period. That's how the mandani answer understands Tosos in the Russian. So there are two ways to understand what is Tosos going to say back to the rush. One way is what A.B. says is, which is really a mafurish rush in Hilchas Arla, right? Unless you want to be nidchak, that there are achronim. I didn't bring all the achronim. They're in Chaim's Masifta, no doubt. Say, no, the rush changed his mind, or he didn't mean it in Hilchas Arla, etc. But the pashup shot of the rush, right? The rush... Hilchas Arla, if you don't give Dachav Tevritzim, says, no, it is learned from Garinim, is learned from S, but S redefines the word pre. S is not telling you something else. S is not saying pre is usser and something else is also usser. S is igloy milsa, what's included in the word pre. S is an igloy milsa, not a tosefis. Right? Or what does AB say? No, that's what AB says. What does the Madani Yontif say? Says Madani Yontif, and then gets to Koshia, he says, ah, but Taka, what I'm saying doesn't work so well with the okay, reading about it again now, I realize that, you know, it wasn't 100% clear until you get to the end and then reread the beginning what he was trying to say. But he says, no, Shomer is learned from S. Gar'inim don't need a drasha because they are naturally bichlal perio, right? That's, so basically, isn't that Tosfos and the Ron David says, Tosfos and the Rosh disagree with the Rashba as to how we know Garinim are Usher and Orla, is it from Esser or from perio? And what the what Amy says, which fits better in the Rosh himself, but the other homos are a lot. No, he agrees with the Rashba that it's learned from S. If he agrees with the Rashba it's learned from S, then what? Then why you say Bori prehates? The answer is because S is not a Tosefes. S is an Igloy Milsa, meaning what's the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashba, according to each of these pshatim, and then whoever read the Madani Yontif or just wants to think logically, tell me a nafgamina, which I do not explicate. What's the machlokes Tosfos the Rashba? One pshat is that lekuli alma garinim asurim ba'orla from S. The machlokes is whether S is a tosefes or a giloy milsa. Right? Is it megalotos what pre means, or is it adding something that's not a pre? As opposed to the way the Madani Yontif says it, he says no. Lekuli alma, S is a tosefes. The machlokes is whether garinim are asurim be'arla from the word S or from the word perio, because the Gemara never says explicitly why garinim are asurim in arla. Could be Yerushalmi might, but at least the Bavli does not. Anyone want to just throw in, I'm not going to get into all of the other discussion later or quoted, anyone want to just suggest what's based on the Madani Yontif? What's an obvious nafgamina between these two ways of understanding Tosfos? Right? Because after all, let's just give me a second. If I open up my handy dandy Shulchan Aruch, what does Shulchan Aruch say? Garine peros im he misukin, if they're sweet, meaning they're edible. Verglo bird creates. Garine bird creates like Tosfos. I'm sure the Baragola says here. Tosfos in the brush. Okay, if they're too bitter and inedible, then you don't say any bracha. Okay, that's not interesting. That's trivial. Obviously, when it's inedible, you don't say any bracha. Okay, one thing which we're not going to, I think, get into is what if they were bitter and then you roasted them and made them sweet? That's an interesting discussion, but let's stick with this for now. So, it's passing like Tosfos. We pass like Tosfos. Right? If we pass in, now, if we, give me a second, sorry, let me open it again. Now, just to be fair, we, the Shulchan Aruch, pass it like Tosfos. Of course, you'll never guess what the Mishnah Berurah says in the end. He says, well, it's a machlokes, and therefore better to say Hadama like the Rashba. He doesn't say quite these words, and that's what comes out. So halacha lemaisa, go with the Rashba. But we the Shulchan Aruch, right? And let's say we're 100 years after the Shulchan Aruch, 150 years after the Shulchan Aruch. You know, they're assuming like the Shulchan Aruch, we pass like Tosfos. So what is it? But why do we pass like Tosfos? Because tells us what a pre is. He learned also what a pre is, or because garinim are not learned from O. Darinim from S. Sorry, because S tells me what was what a priya is, or is Darinim or not from S? What's the obvious nafkamina? Mandani has already discussed it. Nafkamina is, what about klipos? What about shomer lepri? Shomer lepri is for sure from S. What's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is klipos, right? Which is definitely learned from S. Klipos are a shomer, right? Remember, we discussed orange peels? I think I said to you, oh, there's machlokes, my number on top of the orange peels. It's a sugya that we're not up to yet, but I just want to mention the Eliyahu Rava here. The Eliyahu Rava says orange peels are shahakal. But the Magen Avraham and Taz argue whether orange peels are ha'etz or are ha'adama. I meant to bring my shulchan aruch just to read it to you. I don't know my shulchan aruch, but I will. I will just mention. Sorry, give me half a second here. Here we are, orange peels. What about orange peels? So the Magen Avraham in, I wrote down where it was, the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Beis Sif Katan Yud Zayin says orange peels are ha'etz. Because you have candied orange peels, right? Remember, once upon a time, before everyone's time, I think here, before they invented candy made just of sugar, the way they make candy is they would candy orange peels. And that was, once upon a time, I think that was the only candy in the world. That's before
Pesach.
Our time.
That was for Pesach.
That was still true on Pesach once, right?
That I know.
And that's why on Hayom Hazeh, we still have a Masorah that on Pesach, we buy candy made purely of sugar that looks like an orange peel, right? In the shape of an orange peel. Because it somehow is our Sora Midori Doros. But once upon a time, the whole world, I think for some reason that was the only candy. I guess they hadn't figured out how to make all the kinds of candy we have. So that was a big deal. Once upon a time, doing that from 1600.
I mean, also they didn't really have chocolate yet.
Okay. But says the Magen Avraham, says that the orange peels are ha'etz. After all, it's Usher and Arla. And says the Taz, Avad the orange peels are Hadama. After all, it's only learned from S.
How do you know the Avad says because it's Usher and Arla when you just did the super the previous sugya, he said it has nothing to do with them?
That is a great question. So what he would have to say is that that no. That in the previous sugya, he says it has nothing to do with Arla because it depends. The stage of growth has nothing to do with Arla because that's just a matter of Nati Adaita Dahachi. But, one second, let me think I'm going to have to. Okay, it might have to be Mechal to the Magen Avraham himself, what he himself says and what the opponents say for him. For the Magen, I'm thinking out loud now. I thought this through once, but it's very slippery and it's hard to keep it in my head. That it could be the Magen Avraham itself would say, no, you need it to be a prelit in Arla and Nati Adaiti Dahachi. And it was confident this was Nati Adaiti Dahachi. Of course, that's not what Moshe Shrad says, because Moshe Shrad says that the reason why you need to pull a loven is for Nati Adaiti Dahachi and doesn't say because you also need to be a prelit in Arla. Then you have to be chalutin how far it grows versus how to treat the peel. And he'd have to say no. What S means, it's not that it really depends on Arla. That S is a glowing milk, so that whatever's part of the pre is part of the pre. It's not a specific Arla rule. That S is just an igloi milsa, that a pre includes all the parts of a pre. And that applies to kolotar kula, as opposed to the other definitions of pre. Anyway, Lamaisa, what am I trying to say? Is that according to this shot, according to the first, and the Mandaniyot already talks out this nafkamina. I mean, doesn't say that. According to this pshat, what's pshat is that S redefines the word pre, in which case, orange peels are ha'etz, and lapped up orange peels. Meaning, orange peels are ha'etz because S redefined the pre. And that is the shita of the Magen Avraham, reached base of Katan Yud Zayin. But if you take this approach, no, but the Yotze's approach is that no way. S doesn't redefine a pre. S adds other things to that are not peiros. Really, the only reason garinim are eitzes are naturally part of the pre. Yeah, garinim are naturally part of the pre because they're inside. What's outside is not naturally part of the pre. And therefore, he would say that orange peels are hadama, which is the shita that Taz, who is not in the same place in the Magen Avraham, in Reish Dalet Sifkatan, these are all Sifkatans, Sifkatan Tesvav. Now, this, again, and they're both assuming it's not the Daiti Dahachi, the orange peels. It's Eliyahu Rabbo says, I don't think it's not the Daiti Dahachi because I have stricter standards, and then throws a Shahakal curveball. If someone does want to say, Yesh Makam Lechalek between different kinds of peels, maybe an orange peel is different than a Kafrisin peel because the orange peel is like so thin and stuck onto the orange that it really is part of the orange, while the Kafrisin or the Maskeli de Tamre or the Nates are really more of a separate thing. But that's not what the Magen Avraham and Taz are talking about. That's some of the labor I'm going to bring in. They say maybe there's different kinds of peels, and one is naturally part of the fruit, one isn't. That's not what the Magen Avraham and Taz are saying. The Magen Avraham and Taz are just working off Arla, and Gufa are arguing about this Chakira, about Garinim. That's enough Gamina. Okay. Yeah.
You argue that the Magen Avraham is a strong raya from like Bahag and the whole discussion about Kafrisin, because the Bahagian says, though, since we conclude that Kafrisin aren't a Shomer Lepri and they're not Chayvim Orla, it must be that they're Hadama, implying that if it was a Shomer Lepri and it was Orla, it would be fully Chayit.
No, I think you misquoted the Gemara. I mean, you'd be right if the Gemara said, or even the Lashon Hagadah in the Gemara said what you said. But I don't think it says that. The way he's reading Gemara, and maybe in the Pashmina thing, he was like, this whole tangent about Shomer was just a tangent. Now we're going back to our original discussion, which is fundamentally is a Kafrisin a pre or not a pre, having nothing to do with being a Shomer. Right? Meaning, forget about being a Shomer. We have, until now, they only brought Shomers, oh, but what about Shomer? And until now, we're discussing Shomer, it's because it fundamentally is it a pre or not. And then they're going back to that discussion, they're ignoring Shomer. So that's why I'm not beholden to what you quoted. Okay, I just want to ask Zachariah to help me out here, and I want to go a little weiter in the Gemara. And there's myriad details in everything, but I want to go a little weiter in the Gemara because we do want to cover ground as well, and even get to more everyday situations. So please, let's go weiter in the Gemara for a few minutes and see what we can cover. Hopefully. How about pepper? Now remember, unfortunately, nowadays in Hebrew as well, in English, and not so much in Hebrew. In Hebrew, most people try to be good and call the spice pepper pilpel, and call the pepper you buy in the supermarket gamba, but it could also be called pilpel, certainly if it's the spicy kind, right? But there's two different things called pepper in English, which have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. What?
Gamba is only the red one.
Oh, really? The rest is pilpel? Yeah. Oh, forget it. Okay, so Hebrew, fine. Hebrew and English both have the same problem. You see, I don't go to the supermarket much. Adaraba. Not that I don't go to the supermarket. It's that I'm so experienced to go to the supermarket that I don't have to read the signs because I know when my wife tells me what to buy, what it looks like. It took me a few years, but I figured it out. Oh, really? So both Hebrew and English are all called pilpel. They're all called pepper. That is an unfortunate historical accident based on disingenuous business practices. They have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. Let's just be clear. One pilpel is a vegetable. That is the pepper that comes in red or green or yellow, and it could be the sweet pepper you buy in the supermarket or the spicy chili pepper or whatever you call it. Those are all just strains of the same thing. There are slightly different. One is fatter, one is skinnier, but one is sweeter, one is sharper, but they're all the same thing. That has nothing to do with whatsoever with the spice pepper. which comes from a bush, does not grow on a vine on the ground like cucumbers and tomatoes. It comes from a bush and is the fruit of a heifer bush, which halachically we consider to be a tree. They have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. Why are they both called pepper? Anyone? If they have nothing to do with each other whatsoever? Okay, I see there are no businessmen here. Many, many hundreds of years ago, what was the most expensive produce in the world?
Spices.
Spices, right? The spice route. They fought, the empires fought wars over the spice route to India. Spices were worth their weight in gold. And what was the biggest spice? Was pepper. Not salt. Salt was no big deal. I mean, spice. The biggest spice was pepper. Pepper was worth its weight in gold. Why? Because it was a sharp spice. All of a sudden, they discovered America, and guess what species of vegetable they discovered in South America? Right? Anyone? Right? They discovered hot peppers. Right? They discovered the vegetable pepper. And they said, hey, we can sell this for a lot of money, because it's a sharp vegetable, which is also a little spicy, and maybe people will pay for the zing. And they said, you know what? This is the other kind of pepper. You know, pay us a lot of money for it. We discovered it. Like, we thought we were going to India. Yeah, we went more or less to India and got more or less the pepper you get from India. Pay us a lot of money for this pepper. And they decided to call it pepper in order to be able to sell it for a lot of money because it's a spicy thing, just like spicy pepper.
Isn't this spice made out of pepper, the vegetable called paprika, though?
But if you're what's paprika, it's just a form of pepper. I'm probably in one language it was paprika, one language was pepper, and then eventually it sorted itself out. Anyway, lemaisa, if that's true, I have no idea. Lemaisa, that's why they call it pepper. It was just people trying to sell their wares by comparing it to something expensive. It has nothing to do with anything. You know, it's not like the peppercorns are the seeds of the pepper plant or anything. Totally unrelated. It was just people trying to sell things for a lot of money 500 years ago. And, of course, what happened since then is we all know what happened to the world in the last 500 years. We all got spoiled, so they took those hot peppers they discovered in South America and bred them. You know, we had genetic engineering before GMOs. It was just called, you know, you find the fattest, you find the cow in your herd that gives the most milk and, you know, breed in a lot. So they bred the peppers, et cetera, till they got sweet varieties because people decided they liked sweet things. And nowadays, in the supermarket, they sell more sweet than spicy peppers. Okay, that was nothing to do with anything. Ardor, so we have pilpel, obviously not the vegetable pepper, because the vegetable pepper was only discovered when the Europeans discovered America. They're talking about the spice pepper, which was, if we wouldn't read our Gemara, the spice pepper, we would think, is something which doesn't grow at all in Europe, Africa, Middle East, Western Asia, only in faraway lands like India, etc., which is why it is worth its weight in gold, is what we were thinking until we read our Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Pilpele, pepper. You ever try eating peppercorns?
Dry peppercorns? So you can't eat them.
You can't eat them, right? What do you mean you can't eat them? Can you chew them and swallow them? I mean, I guess you could, but it's not edible. Right, you could also eat a styrofoam plate if you wanted to. I won't tell you when I was a Rebbe in high school which of my students actually ate the styrofoam plate after dinner one night because someone offered him $10 to do it. I won't mention this now, he's a chashuv rabbi. He didn't make a bracha. He wasn't a chashuv rabbi yet, but he knew enough to not make a bracha. That's a good ha'ara, but okay. He wasn't a big rabbi yet. Pilpele, Rav Sheshes Amar Shahakol. Rav Sheshes says you say Shahakol. Why does Rav Sheshes say Shahakol? So the Ramban says because Rav Sheshes thinks that is called edible. But it's clearly Nishtana the Great Usa because it's when it fully matures, it becomes inedible, and therefore he thinks it's Shahakol. Okay, that's not the halacha. Rava says, lo klum. Rava says it's inedible. We consider that inedible. And it's that's a standard of inedible, and you don't make any bracha. But also over the tami, how do we know? It's not a chalosach. It's not called achila. The Amar Rava kas pilpuli yom tikkur potter. If you eat straight pepper on Yom Kippur, you're potter because it's not roi lachila. And likewise, kas sangvila be Yom Kippur. If you eat straight ginger on Yom Kippur, you are potter because it's not edible. So Rava's lishitase.
Can you do a deep from here? Why does he learn the two? Why does he say pilpul and zilzul? He's leaving as two separate things because later on,
the whole thing is the same or not. It says, Unitatem, what's the drasha? Kol eitz ma'achal by Orla. Then it says, Va'aralta ma'alosha is perio. You're not allowed to eat the fruits for 3 years, and in the fourth year you have to redeem, and in the fifth year you can eat it. Obviously, it's an eitz ma'achal because it's eitz ma'achal, so I'm eating your fruit. So why did the Torah need to say eitz ma'achal? So the answer is el matam alomer eitz ma'achal have eitz tam eitz per yoshave. Eitz ma'achal is a drasha, fascinatingly, meaning those who are into nice philosophical drushes can. Well, maybe we'll come back to that in a moment, but. The eitz ma'achal, the drash, again, the pshat is, it's an eitz that produces edible fruits. We already know that the next few psukim. Okay. In pshat, when you talk, you're allowed to say things that we already know. But in the drash of the Torah, obviously that's not how it works. So it means eitz ma'achal, the eitz is edible. Eitz ma'achal, the eitz is edible. Lahavi eitz, tam eitz upirio shaveh. It includes even a tree, the tam eitz upirio shaveh, that the tree tastes like the fruit. The ezozel pelpulin, and what tree tastes like the fruit? Again, the simple shot here and the mainstream shot is that the bark of the pepper tree also tastes like pepper. It can be a spice. The fact that it's not edible is not an occasion here because it's a peppercorn, right? I think that everyone nowadays would agree. You wouldn't normally sell the bark just because that's a bad business decision because it damages the tree. But I think I don't remember, but I think it could be that even nowadays people might do that if they were stuck. To teach that pilpul is chayiv in orla, it teaches you that pilpul is chayiv in orla, which apparently you might not have thought otherwise. Why you not have thought otherwise is not so clear. We'll come back to it. Ulamed chashein Eretzrol chasira klum, and to teach you that Eretzrol is missing nothing. Shenema Eretzrolum miskinus tochav alechem losechs ar kolba. To teach you that losechs ar kolba is literally, and what's the big chiddush here? The big chiddush here is, again, for us, it's not a big deal because we don't live, 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, pepper was, it was mamish, it was, there's nothing to compare it to now. It was worth its weight in gold because it only grew in faraway places, like if there was something nowadays you have to get from Mars. That's what pepper was. And so it's a very, very big chiddush. Obviously, pepper was not grown everywhere in Eretz Yisrael because then people would have noticed and just cultivated it there. But what it's saying is it must be a remez that someplace in Eretz Yisrael there is some place where there is some pepper growing, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is not chaser klum, even these things that are not part of the normal known world, the tremendous shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're not in the drush business, but obviously this reminds us of Parshas Bereishis. Right, it was supposed to be Eitzo Per Yoshaveh, and then it wasn't Eitzo Per Yoshaveh, and that was sort of the primordial sin pre-even Adam HaRishon, which ties into Adam's sin in Gan Eden, because as Rash says, when Adam was a scholar, the Adam was a scholar for not being Eitzo Per Yoshaveh, and it reminds of the Drash in Mesechah Sukkah that Esrog is Eitzo Per Yoshaveh, maybe Esrog is the Chet in Gan Eden, and the Targum says did Dimaragig. And when we say Eretz Yisrael Locha Sira Klum here, we put it all together, maybe on some drush level, it's telling us that Eretz Yisrael is not just not Chasira Klum, meaning, like I said until now, on the shot level. Oh, it even has these super expensive rare things that you think are not in anywhere in the known world, and it's so chashev. Maybe it's saying on a deeper level that it even has the Eitzo Opirio Shavet, has these sort of, the Gan Eden, the potential for that Gan Eden utopia, and the pre-chait, the ideal world that somehow Israel is not chaserik klum. It has within it the roots of the most idealistic possible mode of existence. Okay, but that's on the level of drush, which we're not osek in now. The Gemara just answers lokasha haber tivta ha biyaveshta. No, there's no machlokas here explicitly in your bracha now. Rava said there's no bracha, but the steer is it's chayv and arla. If it's chayv and arla, then it's obviously a food, which does get a bracha. So it's a stira. Or if it's chayv and arla, have you put in your kippur? Haver tivta habi veshta. No, this is moist and this is dry. Meaning, when it first grows, like everything, first grows moist, then gets drier. I think that's what happens to a lot of fruits. For example, you want to go down to Reish Menersh, we have an overripe slough that is dry. So here, what is overripe and what is ripe? That's a matter of taste, right? We like it when it dries out, but before it dries out, it is moist. When it's moist, which is not when it's super valuable, when it's moist, it is edible, and Tosos and Rashi use words here for some sort of like medicinal concoction. You can make it into some sort of pudding that you eat, that they would eat for medical reasons, but that was also good to eat. When it's moist, you can eat it, even though that's not what was sold, and certainly not what would make the trip for India. When it's moist, you can eat it, or maybe when it's moist, you can eat it. But when it's dry, it's inedible, and therefore, when is a chayv and orla? When it is moist, then it's a real pri and it's a real ochel, etc. When it's dry, then you're pater and yom kippur, and you don't make any bracha whatsoever because it is inedible. And you have the same steer, and that we'll have to go into the Rishonim next time. Amrili or Bunal Rima Kassan Vil Yom Kippur Pata. How could Rava say your pata for eating ginger on your kefir? Or Amr Rava Hayimalta Dasmi in Dove Sharia? Didn't Rava say the Himalta, which is some sort of concoction, which is mostly ginger, which comes from Behim Dvai, which most people say. It means Rashi is unclear here, but Pasha is Behim Dvai Hindu, India, comes from India, which is where most spices came from, is kosher. So how could you say pater on Yom Kippur and say adama? If it's inedible, then you'll say adama. If it's edible, you're chayv on Yom Kippur. The same answer to the stira for pepel, the same answer to the stira for ginger. The dry ginger is not edible. The moist ginger is edible. Ginger is actually the root of the ginger plant. I guess you could have it harder, which is the typical spice, which would be inedible, just used as a spice. And then there's the moist thing, the Mickey Malta thing, which is edible. Okay, obviously, what we didn't get to, which is the topic of some of the mukar sheet, oh, it's late, sorry, 12, part 2, is sataka. What is the bracha on ginger and pepper? Dry is no bracha. We know, we hold like Rava. Moist, we know that ginger is hadama, Mickey Malta. What about moist pepper? Doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara, and that is the Machlokes Rishonim that we'll talk about a little before we go weiter. Next time, what I want to go on to is the sugya of Borim and Mizonos. So until I send out the Makoros, we have Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis until the till the two dots. Daflam Vavis told the Judas, just the next few lines with Rashi and Tosfos, and Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the sugya about starts a third of the way through for like 8 lines of Rihata de Chakloi, and Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, the sugya of Tavshila de Silka and de Lifta starts about 2/3 of the way through. Putting kemach, which is about mizonos on things with ingredients, and look at the Rambam and Perek Gimel Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Dalet Hey and Dalet Hey and Vav, and look at the Meiri in our sugya, and look at the Rush in our sugya, and I'll send out the Makoros later. Mirtz Hashem, just if you're finished 12 to get started. Okay. I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and we should hear Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos, V'Nechamos.
Recording stopped.